This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Not a great morning if you're a Pirates fan. Not at all. But it is Thursday, which means that we're one day away from Friday, which means, yeah, it's almost the weekend. And if we're solely looking to the future, the Pirates come back home. Whatever that's worth. 1-6. 1-6 on the West Coast. 1-6 in California this week. I guess if you count last weekend, one win against the Giants, but they lost that series. They got swept by the Oakland A's after losing 4-0 yesterday. Quinn Priester got the loss. It's icky, and we're going to talk about it. You can get a phone line, 412-928-9370. I certainly support conversations and perspectives. So if you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan and you have a perspective, give me a call, 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X as well, at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. So, where do we start? Let's start with this, though. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So I'd love to give them a shout out and thank you, thank them for their sponsorship, CGR Wholesale. Now, let me start off by saying this, because I think that some of my words sometimes get misconstrued, so I'm going to do a better job of communicating from now on. Now, I got some tweets yesterday, some posts, where and some people tell me I used the term quality start to describe Mitch Keller's start on the mound against the A's. And what I meant by that is I didn't mean the definition quality start, because technically it wasn't, although even he was one inning away from meeting a quality start goal there. You got to pitch six innings or give up three runs or less. And that annoyed some people, or at least one person that I saw. So I just like to say this. When I say quality start, I kind of use that term not as the statistic. I meant it as, okay, Mitch Keller gave them a chance to win the game. Now, you can make a whole other argument about Mitch Keller being the guy and making the money, and you don't want the bare minimum quality start from him. You want true dominance and results. That's a whole other argument, though. The point I'm trying to make here is that the offense has been absolutely brutal in the month of May. That was the point I was trying to make, because pitchers can give up three runs and the offense can come back. And I think that they only scored over four runs one time over these last, I don't know how many games, 15, 16 games. So they've done a poor job on offense, which is the point I'm trying to illustrate here. So we'll start with that. When I used the term quality start, I didn't mean he had a major league definition quality start. I meant I think Mitch Keller gave them a chance to win the game. He has not pitched well enough I think, right now to justify the contract he's been given. But that's not the point. The bottom line is that the offense can't produce runs. And the offense got blanked yesterday. Quinn Priester pitched six innings. He gave up two earned runs. The Pirates had another thing going for them again where an earned a run was given up that wasn't earned, which is frustrating in its own right. Well, let's see here. Three people in the lineup got a hit, including Rowdy Tellez. So good for him for getting a hit. I clap sarcastically. There's a problem with the offensive approach right now for this team. A big part of the success to start the season and what got them hot early on was their ability to outscore teams. And there was some excitement, and there were players that were hitting, and there were, I don't want to call it the absolute cleanest of baseball, because they were making a bunch of mistakes, but their offense was so good through the first, 8-10 games of the year. And then they slowed up a bit. But then this just later half of April has been just abysmal. So the problem here that I'm trying to illustrate as well is the lineup and the offense. You can blame the starting pitching, or any of the pitching really for that matter, because the bullpen hasn't been as lights out as I think we anticipated it be. And Aroldis Chapman has had his struggles. David Bednar gave up a run in yesterday's game. Didn't matter as much, though, because, again, the Pirates didn't score at all. Doesn't matter how many runs you give up if you don't score when you're on the offensive side of the ball. It's just, it's hard to pick. And, I mean, it is kind of frustrating when you sit here and you try to talk about it. It's frustrating, and it's difficult to talk about because, you know, it's like a department. If every department's doing its job, you're going to have a successful business. If every aspect of the Pirates play, if the pitching and the offense and the defense, they're all working together and they're getting their jobs done, and then you have a successful team. Now, I lean more toward the offense because the offense has been abysmal, and maybe you have the perspective that the pitcher should be pitching better as well, and that's fine. But again, I mean, right now I'm arguing and I'm focusing on the hitting as a fan and as somebody who enjoys baseball. I'm focusing on the hitting because, I mean, Quinn Priester, he gave up two runs in yesterday's game, two earned runs over six innings. Like that's a decent start, and that met the quality start definition. And I think quality starts a good stat if we're talking about the major league definition as well as a good stat because, I mean, it really tries to define, like, did your starting pitcher go out there and give your team a solid chance to win? Quinn Priester did. I mean, his numbers weren't flashy, especially in the strikeout department. The four walks weren't great. But again, if the Pirates don't score any runs, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter how many runs he gave up, which is why I think that we should focus on the offense and scrutinizing, you know, how they're hitting and starting to make some changes fundamentally within the team. If you wanna call me and argue too, I mean, you're welcome to call in and say Mitch Keller's not living up to his contract and Quinn Priester, what was a first rounder in 2017, if I remember that correctly, you know, that he was a top draft pick and he should be pitching better. I mean, you're welcome to call in and have that perspective. But I think there's more of a direction that you can focus on when you discuss this team and the struggles that it's had. The focus right now should be on the offense because, again, getting shut out, not ideal. Getting shut out against the Oakland Athletics, not ideal. Having to face Mason Miller, not ideal. For all well he's been pitching, right? Not ideal. The Athletics have seemed to have a formula where if they're going to beat teams, they're going to get to them earlier on, and then just let the bullpen turn the lights out, you know, by the seventh or eighth inning. The Pirates fell victim to that because the Pirates didn't score enough early on, and they fell behind early in this series, in these games, and then they couldn't come back at the end. Maybe this is just a California thing. Maybe West Coast time threw him off on this road trip. Like, I don't know. But I know that there's been a consistent problem with the offense that has hurt them, that has hindered them. I'll talk a little bit about what I think should happen with coaching and stuff like that. And, you know, there's been talks about what can Bob Nutting do. We'll talk about all that here in a little bit. But I got a caller on the line now who wants to talk. You're welcome to get a phone line at any time. 412-928-9370. I will start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Carl, actually.
What's up, Carl?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm not feeling great. You know, it's frustrating. But what's your opinion here?
Well, you got an off day, had a miserable trip. If they don't make significant announcements today with this big homestand coming up, I really question the commitment, beginning with Davis. Davis has to go back to AAA. He's just simply not ready for prime time. Grandal should have completed that rehab. So you get Davis up. If Skeens isn't ready, I don't know who is ready. Who comes out of the rotation, I don't know. But they're going to need a major shot in the arm, just from a talent perspective and to get this fan base excited for, you know, good weather and a 10-game homestand. That's the very least. If they really wanted to take it another level further, you know, you sacrifice some offense, send Cruz down, get better defensively. It's short. They won't do that, but they just have to inject some enthusiasm. They have to make some changes. That hasn't even touched on a coaching staff.
Sure. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to argue with there. Significant changes do need to be made. So, Carl, I appreciate the call. And we'll talk more specifically about those. But, yeah, no, everything you said there, for the most part, fair enough. All right, let's take this caller, 412-928-9370, so you can get a phone line. Good morning. What's your name?
Earl.
Earl, what's up?
Hey, it can't be no mystery what's wrong with our hitters, because everybody in the major leagues has figured it out. Now, how come we can't figure out what they're doing? It's their pitching coaches against our hitting coaches, and our guys just can't figure it out.
Earl, thanks for the call. That's as simple as it gets, isn't it? I like that call. Straight to the point. Earl, I appreciate it. It's their pitching coaches against our hitting coaches. Now, I do want to give the players some credit as well. Like, the coaches are supposed to be like enhancers. They're supposed, in this day and age, it seems like every individual should be able to be coached, you know, by the specific designated coaches, pitching coach, hitting coach, the base coaches when they're doing base running. I mean, all these factors play into it. Like, the coaches should be there to enhance the player's ability to perform and to tweak each individual as needed based on their successes or their struggles. And I guess that really just brings the meat of this conversation that I want to have about Andy Haynes as the hitting coach is, I don't know if they have a whole approach. It just seems like with the results that they're getting with the hitters that there has to be something that they're trying to do that's supposed to apply universally to them that isn't working. I like to think of coaching as, you observe players as they hit, I guess is the hitting coach's perspective. You observe the players as they hit, and if they're struggling, you know, show them, okay, here's why you're struggling. Let's work on this with you because this is your strength. It doesn't seem like any significant adjustments have been made, though, in the last couple of seasons even. Now, I know some people, too, that are defending Andy Haynes and saying that the Pirates are just going to figure it out. I mean, this is a point where the Pirates are struggling so bad, though, that there's, and they have struggled in year after year here in the last couple years, specifically in strikeouts looking, that it feels like it's the approach. It's not so much the individuals. Because, again, one player can struggle, and if the rest of the players are meeting, you know, expectations or above, then you understand, okay, maybe that's one player that's just struggling, or players are in and out of funks. Like, I mean, Crowley displayed the averages yesterday. There are hitters that are not batting. I think the highest average I saw was Hayes. Or no, it was Connor Joe, but he's not even an everyday starter. Hayes had, like, what, a 280 average? And he's your best consistent starter? That's not a coincidence. Then if you're a hitting coach and you can't find a way to get, like, at least half of your lineup to have, you know, better at bats game to game. Again, like, you're gonna have nights where you struggle. But the Pirates won one of six games, you know, on this West Coast trip. And the one that they won was a nail biter. And when Brian Reynolds came through and Ke'Bryan Hayes came through, they had back-to-back home runs in that game to end up winning. Like, those are the players you want to be able to rely on to do well and to come through for you in those big spots. Hayes 0 for 4 yesterday with a walk. Reynolds 1 for 4. Cruz and Tellez and Triolo, the only other ones to get one hit. But, I mean, that's been it. That was it for their offense. It just seems like the score line is the same when you look at the lineup and you look at the results and you look at how they're hitting, is that every game seems similar. You get a few base hits here and there, but, like, nobody stands out. Nobody breaks through and nobody comes through in the clutch. And in this case, they got shut out. I'm thankful, you know, based on the experiences of years past, they're not getting blown out. But it's frustrating when you watch and you see, like, they're that close. You know, in some of these games, like, they stay in games enough to make it close, but they're not hitting enough to make up for some of the, you know, to make up to win those games. The players on this team seem talented, and that's why I was excited going into this season. And it was even a bonus that the starting pitching figured it out. David Bednar and his struggles to start the year were a surprise. But if you're looking at these games right now through April, after their hot start, if you're looking at the games through April, they have the pitching has given the Pirates more often than not a chance to win games. The starting pitching can indeed pitch better than the starting rotation can pitch better than it has, but the offense can also come through too, which is why, I mean, it's a difficult conversation to have. If you blame the starting pitching more than anything else, or the bullpen, or just the pitching in general, like, give me a call, 412-928-9370. We can have that conversation, but what I'm looking at right now is a team that's had the same hitting fundamentals that haven't been working for a few seasons now. Inconsistent offense has been a theme for this team. And again, the formula early in April was that the team was outscoring its opponents, despite the pitching, whether it struggled or whether the pitchers were on. I mean, the Pirates, no matter what, you know, the other team scored, because they were scoring, what, 3-4 runs early in the season, the Pirates were able to overcome that and, like, score in massive amounts. Now, maybe that was a product of playing teams like the Marlins and the Nationals. But, like, when the Pirates were winning games, they were scoring a good chunk of runs. I mean, even the one game against the Phillies in that series that they split. I mean, you had Jack Sawinski. I think he had a grand slam in a game where the Pirates were trailing early on, but they came back and the offense came through in the clutch. It's a winning formula right there. When the offense has struggled and the key players haven't come through, and then the team, again, the highest team average for the starter, Connor Joe, I think, has the highest average among, you know, players right now on the team, but the highest starter average is Ke'Bryan Hayes around 280. That can't happen. Like, that's not going to set you up for success. You need one, two, three guys in the lineup that you can trust to hit 300. And then the rest of the players become role players. So I do hold Andy Haynes to account because it's not just that it's been this season. Like, his entire tenure as a hitting coach has just not seen results. One of the Pirates' big criticisms for pitchers was, you know, there's a one-size-fits-all approach, pitch into that coaching. I don't think they still do that. That's been one of the biggest criticisms for them, though. But now that the pitching has, again, been good enough to win games, now we look at the hitting and say, is that the same approach? Are they doing a one-size-fits-all thing for the hitters, or are they letting each hitter be individual and just tweaking mechanics or approaches for each individual hitter as that hitter succeeds or struggles? I question that. No, it's a long season. That's the bright spot here. I say take it one game at a time. Or I did say that. Now I'm not holding that true too much because they're losing more often than they're winning, and they're getting a little streaky. 1-5 on the West Coast is not great. Henry Davis, I agree with the other caller, Carl. Henry Davis, sure, send him down to the minors. I support that. He struggled. I get it. Should Andy Haynes still be the hitting coach? Probably not. I just feel like this team's good enough to not be underperforming on the offensive side as they are. And some of you still may argue. Now, nobody's calling in, so that makes me feel more confident about, you know, how everybody perceives this team, because it is true. It's like the starting pitching, not great, but they're giving the Pirates a chance to win games. They're giving the Pirates a chance to win games, and the offense can come through at some point in time and score more than two runs a game. That's where I am. 412-928-9370. You can get a phone number. We can continue to have this conversation. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. More of the Fan Early Morning Show coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals. That's Sun Chevrolet. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com today. High of 83, low of 59, mostly clear skies throughout the day. Then tomorrow, overcast, but a high of 86 at a low of 58. Rain potentially over the weekend as well. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name's Nicholas Arikalas. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan and The Fan Early Morning Show. Talking about the Pirates, what their problem is. I say the offense. That seems pretty obvious. But I'm kind of getting on the bandwagon of looking into a new hitting coach here soon, if not now, based on how poorly they've been performing over the last few seasons with their strikeouts looking and you know, how poorly they've started this season. I can't technically say when they've started this season. They started out hot, and then they got real cold. Got this caller on the line now, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Nick. Dave on the phone here calling, telling you you're doing a great morning pre-show again. Hey, one thing. How soon does the Steelers training camp start? Because the Pirate season is over. Thank you.
Dave, I appreciate the compliment. So I'll give you some room there. I don't want to think that way, though, because if we think that way as fans, like what do they have to play for then? And I get it. You know, the money's there, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, they're going to make their paycheck whether or not we, you know, say that they're done or whether we actually have some faith in this team. And I get it. There's been perpetual frustration. I understand. And now's the time for action, and I can only hope that something will happen that will give them some jolt, some change in philosophy that'll have them break out. I'm not going to say that right now, though, in this month. And you may call, if they don't make it, you'll call me in October. You'll be like, oh, I told you so. I'm not a big fan of that tick, though. I mean, again, if you have the opinion that they're playing for the money, they're going to make the money whether or not they win. So why not as fans? Like, why don't we have faith and at least say, hey, you know what? We're not going to just look ahead. We're not just going to gloss over this season. Have some faith. Care enough to critique the team if you want, but don't be like, ah, season's over already. Let's just talk about Steelers. No. Plus, Crowley and Doran, they've monopolized the draft talk, and I've been talking about the Pirates because they've been talking about the draft. Kind of go back and forth. Well, they still talk about the Pirates. And again, I only talk for about a half hour. They've got 4 hours to touch on everything. So I like to touch on the Pirates because it's my favorite sport, and I think that baseball is my favorite sport, and there's still something to take from this season. The season is not over. They started well enough that they're still in it, and the NL Central is weak enough that the Pirates are still in a race in April. They haven't lost that many games. They're not the White Sox. They didn't completely just bottom out to start, and they have talent. So I think instead of saying, hey, the season's over, don't think that way. Think, hey, what changes can be made while there's still something to salvage here? That's how I look at it. And that's how I recommend that you approach this as well. There's something to salvage here. No, I haven't been in the majors. I mean, I played in college. I know what it takes to have the mechanics to be a hitter. And what it takes to practice and hone your craft and prepare to face other hitters or other pitchers, I mean. So I understand what it could look like, but I'm not there. I don't know what they're thinking. But from a fan's perspective, from somebody on the outside looking in and somebody who's seeing losses in games that weren't out of reach, the pitching staff didn't put these games out of reach for the Pirates. The Pirates' offense could have come back, could have met some of these run totals and kept themselves in the games, and they didn't because they haven't been scoring enough runs. Observing that tells me that if so many hitters are struggling, that there's a fundamental problem, and the coach is responsible for planning out those fundamentals and those approaches for those hitters. That's my perspective on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.